This country's chief medical officer is appealing to Vincentians to take the Sputnik vaccine as it was requested by many. Dr. Kizer Beach said the initial response was good, but has slowed down significantly.
I won't be able to give you a definite figure on the Sputnik. We have had uptake, so some days from our outreach at the community nursing center, we would run up between about 15 and 20 just from that side. We have also moved to put freezers because Sputnik is not like the AstraZeneca. Sputnik requires that it is in a minus 20 freezer, so whereas the AstraZeneca can be in a 2 to 8 degree fridge. So we have put freezers at the Stubbs Polyclinic, at the Bocamop Polyclinic, at the Mespo Polyclinic, that's where the first Sputnik freezer was, and in Union Island and in Georgetown. So we have Sputnik vaccines stored so that persons can get the Sputnik there at those sites. So we are looking at the figures. The initial response was very good, but that has slackened off too. So a lot of persons had said they were waiting on Sputnik. Now the Sputnik is here, and we are encouraging persons to go out and get the Sputnik.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer Beach. Regionally, Prime Minister of Jamaica Andrew Holness has announced revised tight COVID-19 restrictions as the number of new COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the island. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 180. Internationally, as the Delta variant of the coronavirus sweeps across the United States, a growing number of colleges and universities are requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination for students to attend in-person classes. But the new mandate has opened the door for those opposed to getting the vaccine to cheat the system. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.